Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Welcome back to 17 Questions, the podcast where we ask 17 weird and wonderful questions to a guest weird and wonderful enough to join us. This week on the podcast, we have...
Hi, I'm Kelsey Ellison, and I have my partner here with me today, Rindo.
This episode is slightly different. Usually I'll host, but we thought, given the situation we're in, we would throw it over to people if they want to host together. And so you have the weird pile, you have the wonderful pile. Feel free to take the reins.
The reins.
Dun, dun, dun.
So I have picked some questions. You don't know what I picked, so this is going to be fun. Question number one. If you were home alone, what would be the first booby trap you'd set for an intruder?
First booby trap. I was a big fan of, it's really dangerous because your house could burn down, but I was a huge fan of the putting the hot iron on the door, so when you go to grab like the door handle, it burns.
Home Alone. Mm-hmm. Home Alone inspired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the booby trap. You put like the iron, hot iron on the door, because it defies physics. And if it's possible to do in a safe way, I'd do it just because it's fucking cool. Am I allowed to swear on this? I don't know if I'm allowed to swear on it.
You're fine. You're fine.
All right, we're good.
Mine would be a dog.
Yours would be a dog?
Yeah. Distract them. Anyway.
But it wouldn't just distract them, it'd distract you. You'd follow that dog right up to the intruder.
Two different personalities. Okay, next question. What was your dream job growing up?
I wanted to go work with Jane Goodall. I love the idea of going into the jungle and working with primates. And I just was like, oh yeah, I just want to like live under the stars and like frolic with the animals and be clothing optional. I didn't realize like Jane Goodall probably wears clothing most of the time when she does her job. But at the time, it sounded like a
So you want to be like a nature person.
Yeah. And work with animals because animals are so rewarding.
Yeah.
You?
Me? My first dream job was I wanted to be an author and an illustrator, so illustrate my own books, but I was pretty bad at both. So, but it was fun. Okay, next question. When people come to you for help, what do they usually want to help with?
Well, I have this happen a lot on my platform.
Yeah.
And most people want help with coming out about their sexuality or their identity, or sometimes figuring out their sexuality or identity. So I end up talking to a lot of people about like how to come out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I come to you for help with the dishes. Because I hate them. I hate getting my hands wet.
Okay. What's something you think every person should experience in their lifetime?
There's a lot of things I think that people should experience. I think that everyone should, no matter their, if they have a passport or not, I think that everyone should be able to go to at least 3 countries in their life.
That's a really good idea. Yeah.
Yeah.
Experience different places.
Yeah. Like maybe just like 3 different continents or something like that. So you really have to spread out the cultures, but it's a beautiful and comforting thing and also an inspiring thing to be able to be in different places and just see how humanity has shifted based on its borders. It's really interesting, yeah.
That's a great one. Your stomach's rumbling.
I was so excited. That's why I want to go to.
Not have breakfast this morning.
Is that answer inspired by the continents that you have gone to? Because I would presume, accent-wise, you're American?
I'm the United States.
Yeah.
But I travel a lot, and my work allows me to travel a lot, which I feel very both grateful for and guilty about, right? Because sometimes I think about, like, the carbon footprint of traveling and also the privilege of traveling. So there's a guilt that kind of comes with that. But then I also get to do incredible work, and I get to be there for people who don't have a lot of others there for them in the moment. So it's a balance, you know? But I do get to travel a lot, and it's quite wonderful. And this one and I, our relationship was built off from travel. We went to New York City. She came to, I had a photo shoot. I'm also a model, so I was doing a photo shoot for Zalando in Portugal, and she came and stayed in Portugal. And then we went to Colombia and traveled around Colombia together, and that was really wonderful. In Mexico.
Yeah, great. Mexico. Yeah. Yeah. Rain, actually, we haven't mentioned what you do. Maybe I'm a terrible host.
You're not a terrible host. You're great. You made me tea this morning.
Does this count as a question? What do you do?
Well, glad you asked. Thank you. I am a rights activist. And when I say rights activist, I don't say human rights, I don't say animal rights or environmental rights, I say rights in general, because I believe that all things have the right to exist and acquire food, shelter, water, physical safety, and freedom of movement, be it the planet, be it creatures, be it us who are creatures. And I am a model. I model. I have no gender identity. I don't like to use language around my sexuality or my identity. So I'm a person who's just existing. And in the modeling world, I exist in all clothing and all things. So I'll model what you consider to be menswear, womenswear, everything in between. And the goal is to not let labels be limits.
Amazing.
And what do you do, person who's interviewing me? Oh, I would love to know.
I am an actor, dancer, and influencer. I sometimes dance in voguing, whacking, freestyle, and in a Hermione Granger outfit.
And you just really learned the new Lady Gaga dance?
Yes, learned the new Lady Gaga dance. But yeah, anyway, that's actually, I have a question related to what you do that I think you'd want to answer.
Go for it. Take me there.
This is a wonderful question, which I think is related to the work that you do. What social stigma does society need to get over?
Themselves.
Okay. Do you want to elaborate?
Yeah.
Or is that just...
I think that language is something that creates a lot of stigma. And we build ourselves with language through labels. And we oftentimes use labels to describe who we are and what our political affiliations are and what we mean. We use everything from boy and girl to like old and young to like we use labels to describe people's nationalities and their sexualities. And I think that language, while something that's supposed to be very freeing for most people, has actually become this imprisonment. And I think that we've built ourselves out of this prison of language, and it's something that we need to break out of and more into just existing beyond the way that we've been told to exist. And I know this sounds very hippy-dippy maybe, and maybe a little confusing for some people, but what I mean is, like, instead of trying to quantify who you are based off from people who have come before you using a sound, which the only reason why words work is because they're a sound that has a history, and it's the mutual understanding of the history of that sound that makes that sound make sense. And I think that we sometimes need to be in the now and let go of trying to be the past. And that means like getting over ourselves, aka the ourselves that we think exist already, and just really be free.
You have
to go to my Instagram to understand it, you know, at
random. No, I think it's great. You have some sort of kind of, I don't know how I would answer that question, to be honest. So it's great that you have an answer for that. So I knew you'd have a good answer for it. Okay, this is a weird question. Who was your first fictional crush?
My first fictional crush? I think my first fictional crush, oh gosh.
I don't think I know this one.
Pocahontas, for sure. I want to say Ayla from the Woolly Mammoth, like the Mammoth Hunters and the Clan of Cave Bear. It was like this book that definitely way too adult at the time by societal standards for me, but I read it when I was in fifth or sixth grade when my hormones were developing, and I was like, yes. But no, I thought Pocahontas was really cool. I had a crush on her because she was so independent, and she didn't end up, at the end of it, she just like doesn't end up marrying this guy except in the sequel, which we hate. She was great. She had a pet raccoon, and I had a pet raccoon. So like, I felt very akin. I was like, we could just grow up together
you
and have raccoons together.
Okay.
Yeah. His name was Ringo.
Pocahontas is one of my first favorite Disney princesses too. Maybe I also had a crush.
Oh no, she was great.
Yeah.
She was really cool.
Okay, this is going to be another weird question.
All right, I'm ready.
Do your best accent.
Oh gosh.
You've been practicing really hard a Barnsley accent. I think you should.
Okay, I can only say certain words with a northern accent. She's been trying to teach me so I can like go up to her family one day and talk in this accent, I think. Also, I've always wanted to do an audition in it. But you have your northern Barnsley accent.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can only do words in this.
That's fine.
Okay.
Let's try your best.
Fluffy. Lovely. You all right? That's it. I think, was there any other words? Buffy. Stuffy.
That was good.
I've been working on the ugh. That's like my thing.
That was pretty good. Okay. This is a wonderful question. Okay. I like saying, this is a wonderful question.
I know,
question.
Your whole body.
Wonderful.
It's like you're like a dove. Like,
what's the wisest thing you've ever heard someone say?
The wisest thing?
You've ever heard someone say.
Oh, geez. That's a big question.
It is, isn't it?
Everyone has wisdom. You know, there was, when we were in Colombia, there was that, we met with that person who was a senior citizen living in this community. And it was, we were in, just to, in context for audience members, we were in Colombia and we were staying with this person who was a moderately known serial killer in this really dangerous part of Bogota called Egipto. And when you go there, it's easy to understand why murder happens and why theft happens, because it's just like a forgotten part of humanity. And there was a person there, and she's like this elder in the community, and she's the oldest person in the whole community, like 83 years old.
She's like a celebrity.
She's a celebrity, because whenever somebody gets shot, she takes bullets out of their body, and she like heals them up, and so everyone brings her little gifts. And we asked her what the key to happiness was, because she was really happy, and she's like, just like got these smiling eyes, just constantly smiling amidst everything. And she said, the key to being happy is getting to work. Go to work, like work. When you don't feel like worth supporting, support someone else. When you don't feel worth loving, love someone else. Like, get to work, move, just move. And that was just a really profound part of my life. But so many people have said so many brilliant things. I just feel like my brain went blank on it. But she's the most recent.
That's a great one.
Piece of wisdom that I was like, wow. Yeah.
I also liked when we asked a lot of people that question when we went on this trip, because we were filming a documentary about happiness. And there was another person in Mexico, I think for me, was when she said, when we went to go stay in the little tree house area in the jungle, and she said, she was like, what is happiness? Like, you can't be happy all the time. You need to have those low moments to know what happy is.
Mm.
Without it, you can't have happiness. And I was like, whoa, profound. It was a really nice moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, let's go for a weird one.
All right, take me to weird.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Oh, yeah. Tell us something you do all the time but are actually terrible at.
Dance.
Yeah. Although, I think it's all objective what terrible dancing is.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, I don't think you're actually ever bad at something. I think you're just not... not marketable by societal standards, or maybe if you have somebody who's really good PR. I'm a big a dance,
you
like a boxing.
This boxing move when you dance.
unless I have a drink in my hand, which helps, so I only have to worry about one limb, which is a good thing. And then I kind of like do this weird skippy situation.
And you dance to your own beat.
I do. I don't, you know, rhythm is part of societal structure, and fuck it all.
I'm not
fuck the system.
Okay, let's have a look. Let's do another weird one. So another weird one. Why haven't the aliens come yet?
Oh, they have. They're just okay. We're going to come back when, they've evolved a little bit more.
I think I agree with that one, actually. They, keep peeking in, is it ready yet?
Are they ready yet?
No, okay.
No.
Bye.
I think they come in, they check us out, they download some of our movies, they're nah, these people are not ready. But eventually they will. I do believe they will. They just need us to be a little bit more.
So you truly believe in aliens?
Yes, I do.
Me too. I think it's a bit arrogant to think that there's no aliens.
And to be fair, we're aliens.
Yeah.
We're aliens to somebody. If we visited their planet, we're aliens.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's look for a wonderful.
Wait, so because we exist, aliens exist. Because we are aliens. And we have been to other planets.
You're getting very philosophical this morning.
Yes!
Okay.
We are the Independence Day.
I'm going to ask you a wonderful question. What are your most important rules when going on a date? Do you have rules?
I don't. I just kind of let things...
What do you think?
I think consent is a really big thing for me. I even like to consent in surprises. I would like to surprise you. I'd like to take control of this date. I'd like to do something, and plan something. I like consent all around the table for all kinds of things. Just cause you go on a date doesn't mean it has to end in sex. So just because you go on a date doesn't mean that it has to be this awkward thing with paying, or there has to be great expectations. Sometimes it's just about sharing space with somebody. But consent is it's the biggest thing. And consent isn't just about sexual consent. It's really about environmental consent, being checking in and making sure that everything along the way is mutual and fair.
Yeah, I'd say that's a good rule.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. But it can lead to some indecision sometimes and get a little chaotic.
Yeah. I would just...
Always buy me a drink.
I actually have never thought about this either. I don't really set myself or the other person rules, or else it can be I guess just my number one rule is just really try my best to just be myself. No pretense, because there's no point in doing that. It's a waste of time. Because then you might find out later that you're not compatible, but you would have found that out earlier on if you'd have just been yourself. Like, even if it is awkward, like, just be your awkward self. Don't try and be something that you're not.
Oh, but sometimes, if you know you're going to have a one-night stand, and you go out on that date, you're never going to see again, sometimes it's good to show up with a French accent and just roll with it. What's going to happen? You know, the one night ends up being a one afternoon or one evening. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's part of the fantasy.
It's fun to do a French accent.
Bonjour.
Maybe our next date. Maybe when we go
croissants.
On a
croissants. Croissants.
Maybe when we go on a date, we have, that's our challenge. We have to be doing different accents. Mm. Okay. What's one thing you do every day without fail?
Wake up with you, which is pretty great.
Oh, well, yeah, you're always gonna wake up, so.
Am I though? It's not guaranteed. There's a lot of shit that can happen in the 8-hour time span that we fall asleep.
Don't say that.
It went from cute to brutal.
It's just be like on a, you're on a thing this morning. Okay. Let's do a weird one. How would your life be different if the internet didn't exist? Your whole work is online.
Yeah, if
what
the
you do?
If the internet didn't exist, it probably wouldn't be. I mean, maybe I would, but I probably wouldn't be a model or a social media like influencer by societal standards. I probably would be doing a lot more. I probably would work with a nonprofit, I imagine.
Yeah.
Because my purpose is very much something that can be transitional between online activism and nonprofit activism. Or I'd be a landscaper. I had a really successful landscaping company.
I could see you
in California. Yeah. It's called the Midnight Gardeners. And it was great. So maybe I would just like wear flannel all the time and like cargo shorts and like plant trees in people's backyards and hire students. I was a lot more in shape back then.
I'd probably just be like, I'd probably read a lot more. And I'd probably just be busking.
I could see you working at a McDonald's, though. You're very, like, proud of your McDonald's work. You know, you go into McDonald's and you have, like,
where
this glow
McDonald's
in your eyes.
Where did
McDonald's
come from?
I'm teasing you.
I actually applied for McDonald's once, and I got rejected. Thank you very much.
What? You got rejected from McDonald's?
Yes.
I want to speak to the manager immediately.
Okay. Oh, let's do a wonderful one. This one's cute. What's the title of the current chapter in your life?
Oh, no. Oh, gosh. Oh, that's a hard one. Well, if we were to synopsis it, after many years of chaos and turmoil, Rainda finally finds themselves not just settling down, but being forced to stay in one location because of a pandemic. Will this change the course of their life and get them to crave stability? Or will they return to their roguish ways the minute that lockdown is lifted? That is what this chapter is like currently about. How would you title this?
Sounds like a movie trailer.
To meow or not to meow? Chapter 37. There you go.
Makes sense, I think.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Okay, let's have a look. I'm going to ask you a weird one. If you could invite 3 people, dead or alive, on a hot air balloon ride, who would you bring?
Dead or alive?
You're actually scared of heights, aren't you? Which
I'm so scared of heights. It's like, I'm like a hot air balloon. Oh, I don't know. Probably, like, if I could bring people who were dead onto a hot, I would go for the dead people, like, for sure. Like, people who are alive can still live their life and go on a hot air balloon ride. You want to bring people on a hot air balloon ride who have never gotten the chance to, like, take off, like somebody before like flight existed. You know what I mean? Like, so they could be like, whoa, this is crazy. Let me see. I think I would have taken Cleopatra just because I think that would have been something she hasn't done and she'd be like wowed by it. She'd be like, whoa, what is this? Maybe I shouldn't let a snake bite me. So that would be one person I probably would take. I would have taken Harriet Tubman on, as long as we could like fly over the land that like she like helped to like fucking take back. Harriet Tubman, be like, yeah, just because I want to see her be like, yeah, like on a thing. And let me see, someone else, any other person. You, of course, yes, you.
I would love to go on a hot air balloon ride. I've never been on one. Thanks for picking me.
You're welcome, absolutely, no problem. Maybe if we could fit another person, we should just pick up some like unnamed peasant person. At some point.
Like from way back when.
Yeah, it's just not fair.
Yeah, I agree.
Because we don't know a lot of the people who lived back then and their names. You know.
They're not on record.
Because they're not on record because they're too poor to be recorded. But like, some random peasant person.
Yeah.
You know.
I think that'd be nice.
Like two pence people or, you know, any other country. I don't know. Sacagawea, rescue her from those two fuckers.
If you could know the absolute truth to one question, what question would you ask?
It's hard because absolute truth is a scary thing. A lot of people be like, what happens when you die? But like, do we really want to know? Only if the answer is good, you know?
So it wouldn't be that?
Or it wouldn't be that, oh, no. Okay. But that used to be my answer to that. But then I thought about it and I'm like, if the answer was bad, I'm not sure I would be able to handle it. I guess I would want to know if a religion exists, like that we should be, I would want to know, like, is there like a God, gods, is there some kind of thing that I'm supposed to be, that I'm missing? Because in this, and I think it would be a fair question to ask is like, look, I'm not trying to piss God or goddess or gods or multiple whatevers off. I just honestly, in this world of chaotic observations, there's so many choices. It's like, you don't want to choose the wrong thing. So I guess I would ask, like, is there a true religion, ideology, God, or is there nothing? And if there was nothing, I'd be okay with that.
That one's going to be about aliens.
Do aliens exist?
If aliens exist, yeah.
Yes.
I really want to know. I want to know if they're out there. Hello. Okay, last question. If you could give your younger self one piece of advice, what would it be?
It's okay to tell the truth even when it hurts. Because it's the reason I didn't come out. It's the reason that when I came out, I ran away. It's the reason why, like, I haven't always been honest with my partners or my friends. And, you know, the fear that the only way to survive is by being dishonest has really held me back in a lot of ways. And yet, in hindsight, you look back and you see, like, I survived through every single thing. And, in fact, survival was made tougher by dishonesty. But at the time, it felt like dishonesty was the only option. And so, yeah, I would just say, like, be honest, even if it hurts, it'll be a lot smoother of a ride.
So wise. So wonderful.
Thank you. This is my partner. So beautiful. So wonderful.
Thanks for listening to another episode of 17 Questions, this time starring Kelsey Ellison and Rain Dove. Of course, if you're not doing so already, make sure to follow Kelsey both on Instagram and TikTok, and you can find Rain Dove at Rain Dove Model on Twitter and Instagram. All of their links will be listed in the show notes. And of course, if you'd like to get in contact with us here at 17 Questions, you can find us at 17 Questions on Instagram. Whilst you're waiting for next week's episode, you can also drop a 5-star review if you're so inclined and feeling generous. But other than that, see you next week for another episode of Weird and Wonderful 17 Questions.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.